You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get into EB's entertainment page, which of course is sponsored.
That's right. It's driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax, ask for my girl Miriam, she's the general manager over there, or of course you could just simply check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Got that X5s, treat me great. Lease is probably up.
Yeah, you better check into that.
I wonder what I'm going to get next, Cakes. What am I going to
do? I don't know, the world's your oyster.
Am I just going to go back to a regular old, just like, sedan?
I don't know. That's up to you.
It is up to me, isn't it, I guess, Cakes?
Yeah.
All right. So we alluded to this yesterday, and I'm going to need some clarification because I haven't done a lot of research on this. But is it basically just a big PR thing where John Rocker and Patrick Mahomes got into it
on
Bourbon Street? Because according to Dave Portnoy, they have officially signed, and they are fighting at Rough and Rowdy.
Okay.
Now, if you don't know what Rough and Rowdy is, that's kind of a Barstool signature event.
Mm-hmm.
I think they bought it from some hillbillies in West Virginia like 10 years or so ago. And then they have like celebrity fights and just hillbillies fighting, girls fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to draw pretty well.
I'm sure it does well, like on pay-per-view.
Yeah, they
sure
do pay-per-view.
Numbers.
And you know, did Jose Canseco maybe fight one of the guys? I think he did.
I can't remember.
And took a fall, took a dive, made a bunch of money. But yeah, John Rocker, Patrick Mahomes are officially fighting each other at Rough and Rowdy on April 18th.
What
now,
we do?
I think Rocker would kill him.
I mean,
Patrick Mahomes is so old and washed up, I don't know how he could possibly hang.
I can tell you this. I have no interest in watching those two guys fight.
I think I would watch it. I've watched Rough and Rowdy before.
You would pay for it?
It would be very rare for me to pay for it, but I have to admit that I think my son and I in years past have paid for a Rough and Rowdy before.
I feel like you watched one that was some random... At least to me, they were like random YouTubers. I remember you got into it.
Possible. I don't know if they'd fought at Rough and Rowdy, but
I don't know.
Watched some of that stuff.
This is so unbecoming of...
Of Portnoy?
Of Senior. Patrick Mahomes Senior.
Oh, it's like, terrible. Look,
like,
it's
like,
embarrassing.
Like, Pat's got to step in and be like, dude,
do you really need money?
Yeah, Dad,
like,
you're
embarrassing do you need
me.
Money? I can give you money.
Right. He's like, got, I mean, Patrick Mahomes has unlimited cash. Just hook up your dad if that's what it comes down to.
But maybe he had... What we don't know is maybe he has and cut him off at some point because his dad gets, you know, drinking and driving incidents all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're estranged. I don't know.
It's a bad look on Pat.
So does that mean, though, that little incident on Bourbon Street was just all a setup? Probably, right? I mean, what are the odds?
What are the odds they're just going to come across each other at some random dive bar on Bourbon Street?
I think that could happen.
I mean, it could happen because they're there for Super Bowl week, obviously, but... It just so
and
happens.
And they flipped it into a fight that quick?
No, I think they were already in negotiations.
Oh,
that's the idea.
Got you. Yeah, so then that is a setup.
It reeks of a setup. Drab, do you have opinion one way or the other?
Probably a setup, which disappoints me because I was into that random encounter.
Oh, you thought it was organic. Maybe this is organic. Maybe this just happened.
Right. Because I think if it was real... Rocker would have actually fought.
And that's beneath Portnoy, setting up fake bits.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Does he have a meme coin to
what I didn't know is it Barstool personalities or it doesn't look like it. It just looks like it's an
sometimes
event they put on.
Sometimes it is
because I'm looking here. Dwarfs fight for championship belt.
They do all that.
College girls brawl.
They had one guy.
They put it on. They produce it. Announcers. Yeah. Everything.
They had one guy. He was like knocking out everybody.
So it's just like kind of their own promotion.
Yeah, it's their own promotion and mostly hillbillies. But you know, like who's the DB that got suspended a million times? He played with the Titans.
Pac-Man Jones.
Pac-Man fought.
Okay. Yeah.
Pac-Man fought. Gotcha. You know, that kind of stuff. Let me see. Case.
Yes.
So we talked about that terrible private plane that crashed, Vince Neil's plane that crashed into, who was it?
Vince Vaughn's plane. Yeah.
Did you see the video of it?
I did see the video.
Going pretty high speed. And luckily, Vince Neil wasn't on it. Unfortunately, the pilot did die.
It's awful.
Just couldn't sign. I guess you said, did you say the landing gear
malfunction?
So he just slid right into it. Just awful. But they're saying, do you know what saved Vince Neil?
I don't.
From being on that plane.
No idea.
He was celebrating his 64th birthday in Florida.
Oh, he was. Okay.
His birthday saved him. I mean, that doesn't mean for sure he would have died, but the pilot died. His girlfriend was seriously injured. I think she did. She break like 5 ribs or something. And there were 2 others that were also injured on the plane.
Man, Vince Neil is 64 years old. That makes me feel ancient. Because I remember when those guys broke onto the scene, like in the early to mid 80s.
For sure.
You were a teenager.
Right. I know. It's so far in the rearview mirror. It's kind of terrifying.
All right. You want another reason to feel old? Let's go through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2025 nominees. Ooh, there are 14 nominees. Now, Valdez, do you have any music to accompany any of this? Or
I can find some as soon as you say.
We'll do our dings and buzzes as to who we think should be in or who should not.
I've heard of this band. You're going to have to play their hits because I don't know them by name off the top of my head.
I think I know who you're going to name because it's probably the first name on the list.
The first name, Bad Company.
Bad Company.
What's their big hit?
The song that's named after the band is one of their biggest hits.
Bad Company. How's it go? Sing it.
I mean, Valdez can play it. He's going to play
it better
than I could ever
sing
it.
Do we play it all the time?
No, we don't play it all the time. This is the epitome of classic rock.
Yes, I'm not a classic rock guy. But it doesn't mean it's not great.
Yeah. Kind of a slow build-up.
Do you know the song?
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't listen to classic rock.
Well, either do I, but I'm...
Well, when you get to the hook, I probably will say, oh, yeah,
might
I
take
know the song.
Another minute or so to get to the hook.
I know. I got to go on the YouTube...
Is it hard to fast forward on YouTube?
No, I can't fast forward into the system we have. But we can't
play
stuff.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I thought JP had a good bit where he wanted to go through our liked songs on Spotify and just do like a random thing. Mm-hmm. Was that your idea, JP? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that right now. All right. I'm going to do my random like songs on Spotify.
It'll be Name That Playlist.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want me to do it?
But the integrity is it has to be random. You can't. Don't fast forward to your next song because you're embarrassed by the first one that pops up.
No, I'm going to do my
random like songs.
These are my like songs. Yeah, of course. All right, hold on. I just added this one because we talked about it. Yes, remember we talked about it last week?
Did you add American Pie?
I added American Pie.
That's the epitome of classic rock, too.
Yeah.
You claim you don't like classic rock. It doesn't get more classic rock than that.
That's the thing I don't like. I just didn't listen to a lot of it. I love this song. It's great. Okay, here we go. Next one. Random. You don't know this. Can you name it? Name the artist. Just at least the artist.
The artist? All right, hold on.
So you don't know it because it's a deep cut. Because I
need to hear it.
You'll name the artist instantly.
It almost sounds like an old hair metal lead up. Post Malone?
Jelly Roll.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Next one.
I knew it was one of those guys with a bunch of face tattoos.
Valdez, you should get this one.
Can barely hear it over the airwaves.
No, it's
not great radio.
Oh, you can't?
I mean,
I thought you could hear it over the. I thought you could hear it.
Not very well.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Which is what's your third?
That was God Gave Me a Girl, Russell Dickerson. Here we go.
Okay.
Next one. Wouldn't know that. Flowers,
no,
Miley
good.
Cyrus.
We're good. Go to your next story.
Ocean Avenue, Yellow Card.
That's a smash.
I know you would like that one.
It's the best right, so, okay. on that list.
Bad Company. I would say no. Not Hall of Fame.
I would say probably yes.
I mean, they probably will get in, but I didn't know him from that song.
Mm-hmm. Right. Name five silly hits.
I don't know.
That's Hall of Pretty Good. You got to give me five, Cakes.
All right, this one I'm going to say yay. Black Crowes. Short run, but come on.
Mm, better than Bad Company.
I don't know.
Iconic.
I bet they have more hits than Bad Company.
They might, but I think Bad Company is more influential than Black Crowes.
All right, this one, this is kind of...
feel like we're starting the wrap-up show.
Yeah. This one is...
Hey, both.
This one is just like a pop star. It's embarrassing, but I guess they put anybody in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I guess she has to be in the Hall of Fame, Mariah Carey. I mean, she's not a rock and roller.
Yeah, I mean, it's
weird. Neither are a lot of the rappers.
They just have weird admittance.
Chubby Checker.
I mean, he did the twist, but I don't... I mean, there's that... I guess
he has to be in.
I mean...
Like, he's so famous.
If you go by JP's mantra, there's no chance you can name five Chubby Checker songs.
This is Mariah.
I don't put either of them in. I hate that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame does this. They're not rock and roll.
Well, it would be extinct because there's no more rock and roll.
That part is true.
Joe Cocker.
I have a hard time putting him in.
What's his most famous song? Was he like the lead singer of a band and then went solo? Or was he just always been
a solo artist? I don't know that much about Joe Cocker.
Drab, do you know? You're
Aside
not a music
he was
guy.
Very like emotional.
You are so
like,
beautiful.
Who?
Joe Cocker? Oh, that's a great song.
It is a great song.
Can you get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for one hit if you're a one hit wonder?
Shouldn't be able to.
By the way, JP couldn't be more wrong. Chubby Checker, the undisputed king of 1960s rock and roll dance. Rock and roll was different in the 60s than
right.
it was.
Okay.
Anyway, JP.
Fair enough.
Okay, but Mariah Carey's not rock and roll.
Yeah. All right, hold on. This is Joe Cocker. Which one is this one?
With a little help from my friends.
Is this one that your dad listens to all the time? Did you listen to this all the time as a kid?
No, I did not listen to it.
Joe Cocker, no longer with us, I'm pretty sure. I think he's been dead for a while. Impromptu Dead or Alive, Drabby. You know we love it.
These songs never get to the hook.
He's been dead for 11 years.
It's a great
years.
Song.
Oh, I do. I know this.
Oh, the Wonder Years song.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Wonder Years song?
Yes, the Wonder Years song.
Yeah. All right, Billy Idol.
Yes.
He only had a few hits, though, right?
I think Billy Idol's
in.
Should be a rock and roll.
He was one of the biggest.
At least he's a friggin' rock and roller.
He's one of the biggest solo artists of the 80s.
All right. Why does it say Joy Division / New Order? Is that what they were called?
Progressive rock.
I can't tell you.
Valdez is like an artist behind me because it takes forever to get him. I get it.
I know that New Order, they used to play that in college bars mm-hmm. all the time when we were in college.
I feel like for chicks, they would be in their hall.
More for chicks than for dudes. Right? Yeah.
I'd go to like a sorority.
Probably, yeah.
Whatever they had.
Like a mixer.
Is it Regret? Is that one of them?
Sure.
True Faith, Blue Monday.
True Faith is their.
Oh, I think I've heard
is
Blue
the,
Monday.
Is the, has to be their top banger. You can play that. Oh yeah, this brings me back to the college bars. Like I'm instantly transported. I might have had a fake ID at some of those bars.
Hey,
I definitely
kinda,
had a fake ID.
Hey, this kind of bops.
You kind of like it?
Yeah. Round and Round is their another big hit by them apparently.
Not as big a hit as Round and Round by Rack. I know I that.
Mean, I would have bet my entire 401k. Well, that was going to be
Cakes
your next.
Followed
you
up with that.
That was going to be Cakes' next sentence.
All right, Cyndi Lauper. You putting her in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Girls just want to have fun. Probably a top 10 song in the 80s.
All right, so we're
True
literally
Colors.
We're putting everybody in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of JP. Maybe you have Manya. You ever heard of that?
No, right. No.
Oasis, they have to be
they
in,
gotta
right?
They got to be in, yeah. Jason put them in.
Outkast, they're putting all these other hip-hop acts. You have to put Outkast in. Fish, no.
No, I'm big.
Down
big
on Fish.
Two thumbs down on Fish. No jam bands should be allowed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, by the
that's
way.
That is my
The last
rule.
One is White Stripes. It is a short run, but they're pretty good.
I mean, Seven Nation Army. It gets played everywhere, and Hardest Button to Button is kind of a slept-on tune.
Did you see the
your sleep?
I think I don't know if it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it was yesterday. No OAR and
Ocean's Calling lineup.
It looks amazing, right?
Oh, 3 days of it is, donkey kicking.
It is a crazy good lineup.
I haven't been able to go in years past because my daughter's been playing for Cornell, but that's over, and so I'm 100% going now. I mean, I have to go.
Please, I'm begging you.
But did you go?
No, I want to go, but I need you. You for backstage access.
Right. Green Day, Lenny Kravitz, The Black Crowes, Nelly, OAR, Cake, Live, The Fray, Spin Doctors. I mean, it's crazy. The second day, Noah Kahan, who I do actually know, Vampire Weekend, Good Charlotte, Modest Mouse, Franz Ferdinand, Cakes.
Is Robert Benjamin booking this?
And then the last day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, Train, Four Non Blondes, Blind Melon.
How can you have
Blind Melon without the guy?
Wow, they must have a new lead singer.
They got a new guy, not on heroin.
The second day with Good Charlotte on that bill, I personally do not understand the longevity of both Modest Mouse and Franz Ferdinand. I mean, Franz Ferdinand had Take Me Out and Just Let Me Know if they've had more songs since then. And that was 20 years ago.
Except loyal fans from that era.
That was when we were at HFS.
Yeah. No, this lineup's pretty killer. It's September 26th through the 28th in Ocean City.
I know that Noah Kahan, however you pronounce his name. I know he's wildly popular.
But popular.
He's wildly popular. I understand that.
They just call him Kahan.
No, that's how you say it.
He went to the high school of my son's girlfriend in New Hampshire, like this tiny rinky-dink high school.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Green Day is headlining Friday, okay? Fall Out Boy and Weezer are co-headlining on Sunday. I'm sorry, Noah Kahan can't. It's a current. He can't be the headliner between Green Day and Fall Out Boy and Weezer, in my opinion. That's a step down. That's my only complaint, because the rest of that lineup is ridiculous.
They kind of have Good Charlotte kind of headlining, the way they have them.
I mean, they're third on the bill. They're up with the headliners. I would have it, personally, Good Charlotte, Noah Kahan, Vampire Weekend.
I don't know Vampire
Is this stick
Weekend?
Season?
I don't know much about Vampire Weekend.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, this is silly. It's silly.
This is a great song. As far as I know, this is his only song. But I don't know that much. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Hey,
okay, dude. But maybe they're breaking up like the nostalgia plays.
They obviously are.
I get
it. You don't understand. I actually, I used to listen to Four Non Blondes when I would work out. It's embarrassing to admit that
Four Non Blondes do What's Going On. Is that them?
Yeah, Linda Perry.
That's silly.
She's an absolute beast.
All right, don't forget, you can call us on an open line Thursday if you want. 800-636-1067. Not a lot of show left, but we'll take some of your calls when we come back.